Bienvenido a AutoZone, donde siempre encuentras ayuda. ¿Tu auto no arranca? No te preocupes. Empecemos a comprobar tu batería gratis. Puede que solo necesites una recarga y también te ayudamos con eso. Si necesitas reemplazarla, estás en el lugar correcto porque tenemos opciones desde $79.99. En el destino número uno para baterías, tenemos la solución. Basado en datos del Entity Group Incorporated, Carker Track 12 meses finalizando en diciembre del 2019.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Brandon Schultz. He is the co-host of the Seahawkers podcast, which is dedicated to providing Seattle Seahawks content. I have him on the program as we discuss the Seahawks' previous game against the Minnesota Vikings and the upcoming Seahawks game against the Cardinals and more. Brandon is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
.145/92 .180/111
.182/100 And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. It is Tom.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is coming soon. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who found the key to the right coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online.
I took my time and found the best Medicare Advantage plan for me at myhealthpolicy.com.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plans, so I called MyHealthPolicy.com.
And finally, Michael.
I prefer face-to-face, so I chose MyHealthPolicy.com and enrolled on the spot.
Go to MyHealthPolicy.com to learn about top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans, or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. MyHealthPolicy.com. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates MyHealthPolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
Ahorra más para las fiestas en los Power Penny Days de JCPenney. Con selección de toallas JCPenney Home a $7 y selección de suéteres St. John's Bay para ella o franela para él a $15. Y ahorra 25% extra con tu cupón. O encuentra selección de joyería con diamante de un décimo de quilate a $19. ¿No tienes tiempo? Compra en línea y lo entregamos a tu auto. JCPenney. Ofertas válidas del 22 al 25 de octubre. Aplican condiciones y exclusiones. Oferta de joyería se excluye del cupón. Detalles en la tienda o jcp.com.
Ahorra más para las fiestas en los Power Penny Days de JCPenney. Con selección de toallas JCPenney Home a $7 y selección de suéteres St. John's Bay para ella o franela para él a $15. Y ahorra 25% extra con tu cupón. O encuentra selección de joyería con diamante de un décimo de quilate a $19. ¿No tienes tiempo? Compra en línea y lo entregamos a tu auto. JCPenney. Ofertas válidas del 22 al 25 de octubre. Aplican condiciones y exclusiones. Oferta de joyería se excluye del cupón. Detalles en la tienda o jcp.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. My guest will be coming along in just one moment. He, along with his co-host, they cover one of the premier teams in all of the National Football League, the Seattle Seahawks. We're going to talk to him about the Sunday night thriller that they had against the Minnesota Vikings, Russell Wilson, and amongst other things going on with the Seattle Seahawks. And I've got to tell you, the Seahawks are one of the premier teams in all of the NFL, not just in the NFC West, a very tough division, but just in all of the NFL. Seattle, as his interview was airing, remains one of the undefeated teams in the National Football League. And they've got a lot going on right now. And that quarterback, Russell Wilson, is very dynamic. He's a front runner for the league MVP. And he's far ahead in the race right now, and definitely something we need to pay attention to, and as well as his position players as well. Defensively, the wide receivers have been playing well with DK Metcalf, also Tyler Lockett. They've got great tight end play with Greg Olsen and also Will Disley, and a lot of players that have been playing well for Seattle in this early part of the season. I'm also going to talk to him just kind of briefly about the 12th man. Of course, we know we're dealing with a fluid situation that's in progress right now with COVID-19, or something that's happening right now. You know, we don't know when it's going to end, but the 12th man is always vital with the Seattle Seahawks, and just a part of that atmosphere known as CenturyLink Field. And we have him on now. Let's welcome to the program the co-host of the Seahawkers podcast, Brandon Schultz. Hello, Brandon. How's everything?
Good morning. Everything is going well. You know that the Seahawks didn't lose for another straight week. I know it was a bye week, but it still feels good.
All right, solid. Well, thank you once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program, and good day to you as well. And let's start off with the Sunday night thriller that the Seahawks had against the Minnesota Vikings. First of all, I don't know what is it about the Seattle Seahawks and Sunday night football. It's always drama filled. It's always games that are have you hanging at the edge of your seat. What is it about the Seahawks and Sunday night football that makes it such a great and an exciting combination?
Oh, I don't even know if it has to do with primetime games or Sunday night football. It's just the way it is as a Seahawks fan. I feel like we can't go a week without it being a game where it comes down to the wire. And again, we had to deal with it against the Vikings. I go back to the game against the Patriots. You know, it was a goal line stand against Cam Newton. And you figure that Cam Newton only needing 1 yard to you know, take the go-ahead score, you know, you'd almost accept that was going to happen. I know a lot of Seahawks fans were accepting of that. And then so then for this game with the Vikings and Kirk Cousins, it's, again, you're relying on the defense to come up and make a play when it matters most. And, you know, fortunately, we got that, and we got a big drive from Russell Wilson to help win the game. And, you know, that's I think, something that Seahawks fans are being conditioned to accept, is that, okay, if Russell Wilson has the ball with less than 2 minutes left, then we're probably going to see him do something special.
Indeed, we saw him do something special. We've seen him do a lot of special things in his young career, and his legend is still on the rise. We're going to talk more about Russell a little bit later, but let's get back into the Sunday night game. This past, well, 2 weeks ago with the Seahawks and the Vikings, this was a game, Brandon, really of three quarters and one quarter. The first three quarters was really dominant of the Minnesota Vikings, but middle of the third quarter, if you correct me if I'm wrong, middle of the third quarter, Dalvin Cook suffers a groin injury. That changed everything, and Seattle got going on offense. The defense shined bright, and of course, Russell with the game-winning score to DK Metcalf. Just kind of tell me, what were the keys to victory? Again, we know Dalvin Cook got hurt in this game, but in your opinion, what was the turning point or turning points that helped Seattle turn it around and get the victory against the Vikings?
Yeah, it definitely seemed to shift at that point, and I don't know if it was that much of an issue really for the Vikings, because, you know, you look at Madison and what he was able to do on the ground even after Cook left. It was they were able to run on the Seahawks defense the entire night. So I don't know if I look at that a whole lot differently, but it was just the fact that, you know, they got the ball back. They had a nice punt return from David Moore that helped put the team at midfield. And, you know, they got the one touchdown to Will Disley. And it really seemed to, I guess, wake the team up in a sense. And then the defense, for them to put together back-to-back turnovers on the next couple drives for the Vikings, you know, forcing the fumble from Kirk Cousins, and then KJ intercepting a pass with one hand, and after a week where he dropped three of them that he easily should have had. So it was nice to see him get the pick there. And then so the ability then to capitalize on those turnovers, you know, one hand off to Chris Carson, and he's 29 yards into the end zone, and all of a sudden the Seahawks have the lead. So, You know, it's it goes to show you just how explosive this offense can be when they're getting turnovers and capitalizing on those. It can go from a game where it looks like the team just doesn't have anything at all to, at that point, up 21-13, you thought, gosh, is Minnesota going to score again in this game, and are the Seahawks going to go on to a rout now? But no, it came back, and it was a back-and-forth game after that.
Indeed, it was a back-and-forth game. We're going to get more deep into the offense and defense of the Seahawks in just a moment. But Russell Wilson, man, he just, I mean, since he's been a member of the Seattle Seahawks, he has dazzled with his arm and his athletic ability, his intellect to drive his team up and down the field. When Russell first got into the league, Seattle's MO was always defense, running game, Legion of Boom, and beast mode. But now there's no more Legion of Boom. Beast mode is gone. It's Russell Wilson's team. We all knew that the talent that Russell Wilson possessed when he came out of Wisconsin, and he's already a front runner to, it's early in the year, but he's already a front runner to be the league MVP. Did you expect, we all knew Russell would come out great, but did you expect Russell to play lights out like this so early in the year?
This early in the year, it is a little bit unusual for him to just come out of the gates swinging. I feel like we're used to slow starts generally in Seattle, and yeah, for this to be, well, this is the first 5-0 team in franchise history, let alone since Russell Wilson's been here. And the last time the Seahawks were 4-0, it was the Super Bowl season back in 2013, and they lost a game to the Colts. I believe it was week 5 that sent them to 4-1, so they didn't get that 5-0 start back then in 2013. So yeah, it is very, it's a very, we've seen the shift, right, from Russell Wilson. I don't think that he's always had the dazzling plays. If you go back even in the 2012, 2013, 2014 season, gosh, you look at that. He had I think it was a 5-game winning stretch right at the end of 2012 to where Seahawks fans, I don't know if we've ever seen a bigger explosion of points over a 5-game span than at the end of that 2012 season. And then, you know, it unfortunately had that loss to Atlanta in the divisional round where they went on the road and got down 20 points quickly. But we saw even back then in 2012 in that game against Atlanta, Russell Wilson's ability to come back from big deficits, that 20-0 deficit. They eventually took the lead in that game against Atlanta they had like 30 seconds left on the board, and you know, Matt Ryan was able to throw a couple passes, get the Falcons into field goal range and kick the field goal to win that game. But even then, even back then, we saw that ability from Russell Wilson. And so I think it's taken a little while, but the rest of the league is really starting to see it now.
Yeah, indeed, the rest of the league is really starting to see it, man. And I tell you what, man, Russell is one of those dynamic players. He's like a once-in-a-lifetime type talent. It's always fun to watch him play. It's fantastic. And speaking of fantastic to watch, we know the Seahawks offense this year has been fantastic to watch. I mentioned it, and you mentioned earlier, Brandon, about the shift, going more defensive-minded to offensive-minded. Chris Carson has been banged up this part of the year, but he scored a touchdown in the Minnesota game. But, man, the receivers are phenomenal with Seattle. There's DK Metcalf, there's Tyler Lockett, and, of course, there's, you mentioned the gentleman earlier, Will Disley, and, of course, the experience of Greg Olsen. Seattle's offense has always been called solid, but it's never been like explosive like New Orleans or Green Bay or even maybe like in Atlanta. Do you think Seattle – in your opinion, do you think Seattle has a top 10 offense to get them through the rest of the way?
I do think so, especially with this group right now. You know, you mentioned DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. And for me, it's tough to pick which one of those guys is the number one. It's been DK Metcalf through these first 5 games of the season and, you know, averaging almost 100 yards per game. You know, he's right behind DeAndre Hopkins in terms of yards per game right now, 5 touchdowns on the season. And if you go back through 21 games to start his career, I mean, it's incredible. We just, to watch him play and the physicality that he has sometimes when he catches the ball and he's not afraid to just run over guys. And it's almost like you now go from having beast mode in Marshawn Lynch to having that as a receiver in DK Metcalf. And that has been really fun to watch. But then, you know, you have that connection with Tyler Lockett that Russell Wilson and he just seemed to have that, you know, after Doug Baldwin left, it just seemed like they didn't miss a step between him and Tyler Lockett and having that similar type of connection, a guy that he'll look for on big plays and third down. And now he has Greg Olsen, the veteran tight end, to be that guy too. He hasn't had any huge breakout games, but we've seen Russell go to him on third down and fourth down for those really necessary pickups. And David Moore is a guy that, you know, we should mention too as being the third wide receiver on this team. He's had some outstanding catches this season through five games, and he's the third leading wide receiver on the team right now. So the group of receivers, and not to mention the fact that Philip Dorsett has been hurt, and that was a guy that they went out in the offseason and really liked his speed. And, you know, they still have Josh Gordon, you know, waiting to see if he'll come back from his suspension and join the team. So even with all the guys that they have right now, there has that potential to be more. And then when you throw in Chris Carson on top of that, who I really think is one of the league's best running backs, and for him to, you know, have that twisted knee in the Cowboys game, and for him to come back and be as strong of a runner as he was in that game against the Dolphins then, it was pretty incredible to me. And, you know, him playing in a contract year, I think that this offense is the best that we've seen through the Russell Wilson era to this point.
Rightfully so. And speaking of being a part of the Russell Wilson era is the defense. During the Russell Wilson era, we associated Seattle with its defense, the Legion of Boom. Richard Sherman, Earl Thomas, Cam Chancellor, also Brandon Browner, Byron Maxwell. I mean, Michael Bennett, and also the list goes on and on. There's no more Legion of Boom. However, defensively, Seattle hasn't been the same, but they've made plays when they needed to. Bobby Wagner is still really the heart and soul of that defense, along with K.J. Wright. Everybody else, it's kind of been like plug and play, with the exception of Shaquem Griffin, that's played exceptionally well, and then you've had Trey Flowers and Quandre Diggs. Seattle's defense came up in the Sunday night game when it mattered the most, but how do you see Seattle's defense going forward with the remainder of the year?
I think that is the big question mark, and I think that's what is giving a lot of Seahawks fans some heartburn when they think about the ability of this team to go deep into the playoffs and even make a run for the Super Bowl. Up on fieldgoals.com this last week, we had comparisons to the Green Bay Packers back in the season where they lost to the Giants, who ultimately went on to win the Super Bowl. And I think it was the 2011 season, if I remember right. And then you go back, and what you kind of hope is that maybe they can be a team more like the Indianapolis Colts that won the Super Bowl back in the mid-2000s, where they had the dominant offense with Peyton Manning running the show, and then the defense was just good enough. And so that's what you hope from this team. But I have a hard time looking around the NFC and finding other dominant defenses. You know, Tampa has looked okay at times, but they lost to the Bears, who you would probably say that the Bears have the best defense that we've seen out of the NFC, but they don't really have the offense to complement it. And I feel like the more complete teams that we're seeing are more on the AFC side. So I think that if it is going to bite them, it might not. I don't know if there's going to be a playoff team to do that, but there's still a lot of football left to play. And even in the second half, you know, Jamal Adams, who has been out for the last couple games, the Seahawks expecting him to get back, and he could be a huge part of this team defensively. There was a lot of hope that this secondary would be able to make up for a weak defensive line, that they really didn't address as many issues on the defensive line this offseason as Seahawks fans would have hoped. And there was that expectation that the secondary would have made up for it. And so, you know, can Quandre Diggs go back to the way he was playing back in 2019? Shaquem Griffin be in that Pro Bowl type form that we saw him in last year? And then will that move for Quentin Dunbar pay off, that trade in the offseason? Will that work out for them as well as the Jamal Adams trade? And so I think there's still some wait and see. And so, yeah, as Seahawks fans, we do point to that ability of the defense to make those timely plays at the very least when it matters most. So giving up a lot of yards, but making up for it when they're in the red zone or making really big stops when they need to.
All right. Well, speaking of making big stops, Seattle's defense is going to have to make some big stops for their next opponent coming up against the Arizona Cardinals. And Seattle plays in my opinion, right now, the toughest division in the NFL, the NFC West, where you've got Seattle, San Francisco, there's the L.A. Rams, and then there's the Arizona Cardinals. And as I aforementioned earlier, Seattle's next opponent is Arizona. Their defense, Brandon, has got a tough task to follow because they've got to go up against Kyler Murray, and he showed up in big time on Monday night just decimating the Cowboys' defense. Let's start with Seattle's defense for a moment. How do you defend – what do you think their game plan is to not stop but try to contain someone like Kyler Murray?
I do think that they are going to need to have some speed on the field. And so that's why I think that trade for Jamal Adams, that's why you hope for him to be back and healthy for this game. Otherwise, I think we've seen in the past to where against teams like Arizona, against teams like San Francisco last year, they had trouble dealing with the kind of speed to the outside, you know, and trying to contain that. And they haven't really done anything on the defensive line, like I mentioned, to be able to stop that. So with the linebackers, they went out and they drafted Jordan Brooks in the first round. Now he's had an issue as well with his leg, so we may not see him in this game. They went out and re-signed Michael Kendricks to the practice squad this week. And he's been a good addition, but he tends to miss a lot of tackles, so I'm not – as high on that addition as possible as they could be. We could see Snacks Harrison in this game to help plug up the middle. But again, I do think that if Arizona is going to be successful, it's going to be attacking the edges of the Seahawks defense and really showing that speed to the outside, because that's where they had most of their success against Seattle last year.
Let's stay with Seattle's defense for a moment. I mentioned Kyler Murray, but they've got some talented wide receivers. There's Christian Kirk, who is fast. There's Larry Fitzgerald, who is just a cagey veteran and still getting it done at this age and stage in his career. And DeAndre Hopkins, man, Arizona hit the jackpot when they got him in a big trade from Houston. What do the defensive backs need to do in order to get things going for? What do the defensive backs need to do in order to try to contain those Arizona receivers?
I think we've seen them be able to contain some wide receivers. You know, you go back to the Dolphins game, and again, although that you look at the game against the Cowboys, you look at the game against the Dolphins and the Falcons, where they've had these wide receiver trios on each of those teams that are very talented, they've been able to at least shut them down in terms of getting the needed stops when they need to. A lot of those yards given up late to those teams after the Seahawks have come out to big leads. I think they've held Hopkins in check fairly well in the past when they've played the Texans. So I do think they match up against the bigger receivers better. Christian Kirk, you know, a speedier guy, I think that he could pose some issues. But I do think matchup-wise, they match up pretty well with the receivers. And, you know, when it comes to the Arizona Cardinals, we see Kyler Murray just a lot of short passes. And the Seahawks defense is one that likes to keep everything in front of them too. So tackling is going to be a major issue. You know, if the Cardinals are wanting to get guys, you know, running after the catch and picking up the yards that way. So it's definitely more important to keep everything in front of them and then to make the tackles that are in front of them.
All right, let's move along now to Seattle's offense. Russell Wilson and the receivers that we've mentioned, of course, with the running game with Chris Carson, we know what they bring to the table, but Arizona's defense showed up big time this past Monday night against the Cowboys. Buda Baker is one of the premier safeties in the league, and they've also got Patrick Peterson. What's Seattle's strategy what do you think Seattle's strategy is going to be in trying to keep Buda and Patrick, and as well as that Arizona defense, from not making too many big plays?
Yeah, Buda Baker is the guy to watch out for on the Arizona Cardinals defense, which I know it bugs Seahawks fans quite a bit, especially ones in the Seattle area that watched him play for the University of Washington. And I think that's going to be a draft where a lot of Seahawks fans will look back and wonder, you know, what if the Seahawks would have picked up Buda Baker in that draft rather than Malik McDowell, who ended up not even playing a snap for him, picking him up in the second round. So he is an incredibly talented safety. He's a big hitter, and we saw him go on a couple safety blitzes to apply the pressure to Andy Dalton in that Cowboys game. So that's going to be something for the Seahawks to be concerned about. You know, I'm excited, though, about this matchup of DK Metcalf and Patrick Peterson, because last year in the late season game, they put Patrick Peterson up against DK Metcalf, and it really did. Metcalf really did struggle in that late season game against the Arizona Cardinals, but we have seen him go up against an elite corner against the Patriots this season. And, you know, he had a great game against them. So going to be another big test for DK Metcalf. And I think he's really going to be looking forward to it.
Yeah, rightfully so. This is definitely going to be a great matchup in the NFC West between the Seahawks and the Cardinals. All right, Brandon, great job. Thank you once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So tell the listeners out there about the Seahawkers podcast.
Yeah, they can check it out. We got a new episode coming out on Thursday, SeahawkersPodcast.com. And, it's a show that we've been doing since 2013, and not a bad year to start a Seahawks podcast, as it turned out, because they went all the way to the Super Bowl that year. So it's kind of fun that people can go back and listen to us document that 2013 Super Bowl season for the Seahawks. So check it out, SeahawkersPodcast.com.
All right, rightfully so. And before we let you go, Brandon, again, where can they find you on social media? If you have a website, let them know that as well. And also, once again, let them know where they can find the Seahawkers podcast via social media and the website.
Yeah, up on the on Twitter, I am at Seahawkers Pod, and I also am the host of the Field Goals podcast for SB Nation. So if you go to sbnation.com/NFL podcasts, select the Field Goals podcast, and then rather than just once a week through the Seahawkers podcast, you can get shows almost every day of the week through Field Goals.
Well, you heard it from him. He is Brandon Schultz. He is from the Seahawkers podcast. It's a podcast dedicated to all things content related to the Seattle Seahawks. Check him out on the various websites as well as social media platforms. Brandon, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. And if ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. Thank you again, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Ahorra más para las fiestas en los Power Penny Days de JCPenney. Con selección de toallas JCPenney Home a $7 y selección de suéteres St. John's Bay para ella o franela para él a $15. Y ahorra 25% extra con tu cupón. O encuentra selección de joyería con diamante de un décimo de quilate a $19. ¿No tienes tiempo? Compra en línea y lo entregamos a tu auto. JCPenney. Ofertas válidas del 22 al 25 de octubre. Aplican condiciones y exclusiones. Oferta de joyería se excluye del cupón. Detalles en la tienda o jcp.com.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is almost here. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who started their search for coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online, so he started
at myhealthpolicy.com. I took my time and found the coverage I was looking for, and done.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plans, so I called myhealthpolicy.com and done. Switched to a better plan.
And Michael.
I met with a local licensed insurance agent face-to-face and done.
Go to myhealthpolicy.com to compare top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans, or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates myhealthpolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is almost here. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who started their search for coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online, so he started
at myhealthpolicy.com. I took my time and found the coverage I was looking for, and done.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plans, so I called myhealthpolicy.com and done. Switched to a better plan.
And Michael.
I met with a local licensed insurance agent face-to-face and done.
Go to MyHealthPolicy.com to compare top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans, or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates MyHealthPolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is coming soon. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who found the key to the right coverage at MyHealthPolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online.
I took my time and found the best Medicare Advantage plan for me at MyHealthPolicy.com.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plans, so I called MyHealthPolicy.com.
And finally, Michael.
I prefer face-to-face, so I chose MyHealthPolicy.com and enrolled on the spot.
Go to MyHealthPolicy.com to learn about top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans, or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. MyHealthPolicy.com. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates MyHealthPolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
Once again, a big special thank you to our guest, Brandon Schultz, host of the Seahawkers podcast. That's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. I'm your host, Ed Robinson. Remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. We're out. Peace.
Hola! Soy Madeline Cruz de Price LeBlanc Toyota, su destinación hispana para Toyota. En Price LeBlanc Toyota hablamos su idioma, desde ventas a servicios, incluso financiamientos. Siempre te damos la mejor experiencia de compra que has tenido en tu idioma preferido. Ahora es un gran momento para comprar. Tenemos una enorme selección de nuevos Toyotas, coches usados de todas marcas y Toyota certificados. Todo marcado con nuestro mejor precio. Además, ofrecemos financiamiento de crédito. Ven a verme hoy a Price LeBlanc Toyota, darling.
Bienvenido a AutoZone, donde siempre encuentras ayuda. ¿Tu auto no arranca? No te preocupes. Empecemos con probar tu batería gratis. Puede que solo necesites una recarga y también te ayudamos con eso. Si necesitas reemplazarla, estás en el lugar correcto porque tenemos opciones desde $79.99. En el destino número uno para baterías, tenemos la solución. Basado en datos del NPD Group Incorporated, Carker Track 12 meses finalizando en diciembre del 2019. Get in the zone, AutoZone.